Now, controversial gay conversion therapies are to be banned as part of a government plan to, as they say it, improve the lives of gay and transgender people. Now, it's a very controversial topic, which is exactly why I, Patrick Christie, am discussing it on this Love Sport show. 0208 7020 558 or at Love Sport Radio. Now, this could get a bit heated because on the line I've got Peter Tatchell, who's an LGBT campaigner, but I've also got Dr. Mike Davidson, who's director of Core Issues Trust. He was given this therapeutic support for his unwanted homosexuality. He says it worked, I believe. So it's going to be interesting to see this ding-dong battle go on. Peter, first, can you just tell us exactly why this should be banned, then, in your opinion? You know, is it by banning it, are you not taking it, you know, stopping people from having an option that they might actually want to do?
Well, the first thing to notice is that these therapies do not work. So claiming that homosexuality can be cured and that gay people can be turned straight is not only deeply offensive, it is a false claim. There have been many, many examples of these therapies put under scrutiny and discovered that people who claim to have been cured in fact haven't.
Mike has
caused them huge psychological and emotional damage.
Okay, but Mike, you're with me now. I mean, you actually say you have been cured, so presumably Peter's wrong.
Well, I wouldn't use the term cure because that connotates disease, but therapeutic support helped me and I can live the life that I now want to live. And I don't think that should be taken away from others.
Can I just ask Mike, I'm going to come back to you in a second, Peter, but can I just ask Mike, you know, why did you feel the need, right, to seek therapy on this? Was it actually the fact that you were being put under some kind of unnecessary psychological pressure in the first place? You know, was that what this is? Why did you want to get it changed, your sexuality?
Well, I was a man who was already married and was in conflict in my marriage, and I had to make a decision about what I wanted to do.
Mm.
And together with my wife, we decided this is what we wanted. And I think that's an important dimension to all of this. You know, life isn't cut and dried. Life is quite messy. And for us, it was a choice in terms of what we wanted to do. And many years later, as I look back now, I don't regret it. I'm not saying everybody has to do what I did. But
well,
to take away this option, I think, is a problem.
Yeah, Peter, just on that, because, you know, there are... I understand the argument that I think for some people they maybe are put under unnecessary pressure to do this, etc., and that's obviously an issue, I imagine, that you would take with it. But, you know, for people like Mike that actively want to do it, even if you say it doesn't work, are they not allowed this peace of mind that it might bring to them?
Well, I have direct experience of the Courage Trust, which was an organisation set up about 30 years ago in Britain to provide gay conversion therapies.
Mm.
And they did that for nearly 20 years. But after 20 years, they suddenly took stock and they recognised that these therapies did not work and caused the people undergoing them immense psychological and mental damage. And they therefore decided to seek to try and change people, but instead counsel them to accept and understand and be comfortable with their sexuality. And they say that has been a much more kind, gentle and successful strategy than the gay conversion therapy, which they say in their 30 years of experience does not work. And I know personally people who've been through these conversion therapies, they've ended up impotent and unable to have emotional bonds with people of either sex. Now, I'm not saying that works, or that's the result in every single case, and I'm happy that Mike is happy, but for the vast majority of people, this is an incredibly damaging thing.
Mike,
I mean, no one would say to a black or Jewish person, if it was possible, that they should be counseled to change their race or their faith.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Peter. I do get what you're saying. But Mike, you know, I mean, the way that I look at this is I would have an issue if anyone was through external pressure being made to do this? Through the
of
sense
course.
Of, you know, if there's some maybe religious element to it, perhaps, or something like that. And but, you know, as far as you're aware, there's not. But my issue is, if this is a bit hit and miss, for a lot of people, right, they may be already very conflicted, OK, and then this they go through this therapy and then it doesn't work, doesn't that just plunge them into the absolute worst-case scenario? Do you not see it more likely to sink them emotionally?
Well, that's exactly why we shouldn't be banning this therapy. We should be regulating it and accepting that we live in a world where there are ideological differences and viewpoint differences. But to discriminate between viewpoints and say one viewpoint is totally unacceptable and can't even be invited to the table is a problem. And I think that if we want to ensure safety, then what we need to do is make sure that there are practitioners and there are environments in which this can be approached so that there can be checks and balances, so that there can be critique of models and professionality. But I am afraid the government has bought into one ideological position and is engaging in viewpoint
discrimination. Do you think it's a cheap vote scorer for them? Do you think that's really what's going on here, that they've looked at it and gone, we've got a few votes here?
I certainly think that Theresa May needs a hit right now, and this is an easy thing. Mm. And once again, gay people are being exploited, and the government is taking advantage, hook, line, and sinker, the lot of them. It doesn't matter which political party they come from. They all land on this because it's an easy thing to distract from the
outdo
total
each other.
Chaos of Brexit.
They try to outdo each other to be most pro LGBT, and they're all going to extremes, are they? Now, Peter, you've said this is a welcome start. Okay, this implies that you think there's a lot more that needs to be done. What more can be done? Now, we're already banning this gay conversion therapy. I mean, what can you start? What can you do after that?
Well, first, let me say that gay conversion therapy has been thoroughly assessed by every responsible medical, psychiatric and counselling organisation in the world, and they have all come to the unanimous conclusion that it doesn't work.
Yeah, I got that. Let me finish.
That it doesn't work, that it's hugely damaging, and they say, we would never recommend or support any therapy which had so many downsides. So they say, for example, there are other therapies about other issues which they do not support precisely for the same reasons, because they don't work and they cause damage. So that's why we need to listen to the medical, psychiatric and counselling professionals who've come to this conclusion. They would not likely come to this conclusion if they didn't see the evidence as being very, very strong that these therapies don't work and they cause harm.
But, Peter, yeah. In 1973, I think it was, a political decision was taken whereby homosexuality was taken off the DSM, probably correctly, as not being a mental illness. But what that meant was there could be no further access for people who were unhappy with it in terms of the medical environment. And this is my point, if you'll hear me out.
Very quickly, Mike.
We are not allowed to succeed in our area, because if we do, it challenges the LGBT born gay ideology. And that's the problem here. You cannot have any ex-gay people, because the moment you do, you
just
challenge that bedrock
Just very quickly, Mike. Just a one-word answer. Did you say you've got children?
Yes.
If they said to you that they were gay, would you put them through gay conversion therapy?
Of course not, because no therapeutic practice can happen when it's forced on
okay,
any individual.
You. Okay, good stuff. Well, look, Peter, just one final very, very quick point from you now. You've got about 30 seconds. Come on, hit me. What's your closing remarks on this?
Well, that's exactly the point. Many children are being pressured or forced by their parents to undergo these therapies. And that's totally wrong, to pressure a child in that way. I mean, maybe if a person's an adult, it's a bit different. But to exploit and manipulate young children to these therapies is, frankly, unethical. And all the psychiatric and medical professionals say so.
OK, well, look, guys, thank you so much. That was Peter Tatchell, LGBT campaigner, and Dr. Mike Davidson, director of the Core Issues Trust.